have in mind when you say reckless league?
I mean, I wouldn't call it exactly legendary. I mean, I felt I had a good relationship with Coach Loggins, and he was probably one of the only people to text me while the draft was going on, and he just kind of let me know that there had been some opportunities to try and get me at an earlier slot, and it obviously we were where we were. It was around like 20 or something. So this was a place that I felt comfortable with and like Coach Shanahan and like the situation here. So I wanted to come here. And if they wanted to take me and they were trying to get me earlier, I said, let's do it. And I don't know what kind of influence that had or what exactly that did. But this was a place I wanted to be and ended up here. And for me, whether it's whenever it is I get a chance to play, I don't want to come in and be mediocre. So to have success, you need to do some good things, and that's more what I was talking about than come in and dominate as a rookie. It wasn't that talk at all. It was let's come in and try and win some games if I'm going to be here and if I get the opportunity to play.
Did reckless league just pop into your head that moment, or have you been thinking about that?
No, and I don't know if that's exactly word for word, if that's like really quotable or if it's if it's exactly, but it was something along those lines. And yeah,
it's too late now. There's t-shirts being printed with it.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure coach Kingsbury and Lubbock will love that word.
So Johnny, trending number one on Twitter across the country too.
No, I've been busy.
So Johnny, you know, Coach Patton said that, told you, hey, you're coming in as a backup, act as such. Could you respond to, how did you react to him saying that?
Took it in stride. For me, I'm a rookie. I need to earn my place. I need to earn my keep. Nothing here needs to be handed to me. I don't need to be treated based off what I've done in the past, because that doesn't mean a thing at this level. So I was completely okay with hearing that from everybody. I don't want to come in and have anything handed to me that I don't deserve. I got passed up 21 times, so that says something. With as much as the success came early, and things never came easy, whether it seemed that way or whatever the case was, I had to work extremely hard to get to where I was and overcome a lot for people that think my path was just come in and play as a redshirt freshman and not have any struggles. For me, it was tough. It was a long road. My coaching staff at A&M, we went through a lot of different things in my life to get where I was, my family from everywhere since I started playing football. So it's been a long road to get here, and getting passed up 21 times is never fun. And obviously some of those teams weren't going to take quarterbacks, and we knew that going into it. But still, I mean, it's even humbling to be the second quarterback off the board. So for them to say that and come in and say that, I don't think I need to be humbled. I realize where I'm at in this organization and what I need to be doing, and that's all I'm really focused on.
Yeah, with all that, though, just talk about the reception you've got from fans. How cool is that?
It's been great. I really haven't been on Twitter or any social media to really, and I haven't been anywhere other than here and to our hotel. So, like I said before I came here, I wanted to come in and start learning right away and getting a jump on really the gap that I had to close with everybody else and the level that this is at. So I mean, it's been great to hear what I've got a chance to hear and see, whether it's people in the building telling me certain things or just getting a feel from my parents or family, friends, how the reaction is. But personally, I haven't got a chance to experience it very much so far.
I'm sorry, Johnny, just to set the record straight on this, when you and Dowell were texting back and forth, were the Browns the only team you kind of texted and said, hurry up and draft here to get
what you needed? Well, we kind of had a thought of that I would come off the board after I got past a certain point. There was a spot where we thought we might come off of. So the more of the hurry up was another team we have heard is going to come up. Maybe you guys don't know that. So that was more of the hurry up more than anything. There really wasn't that much more of the conversation than a couple little threads.
When athletes are known for running from this town, why did you run to it? Why do you want to be here?
I think it's a great opportunity for me from an organization. From when I came here on my visit, from Mr. Haslam to Ray Farmer to Coach Petten to Coach Shanahan, Coach Loggins, all the way down, people wanted to win here, and you got a sense of that. They're tired of losing. They're tired of not having success. And I felt like, for me, if I came here, the team had pieces. I watched this team last year. It was better than the year before. You have Pro Bowlers on the field. You have guys that are playing a lot better and playing a lot harder. I mean, I think they're tired of losing as well. So if you get that attitude and you mix some right pieces into the puzzle, you have a chance for success. So for me, I felt like with the coaching staff, when I came in, was similar to something that I ran with Coach Sherman. That was something that caught my eye walking in and seeing a board with plays that I already knew on it. Coach Shanahan, being a young coach, kind of similar to what I had in college. Great offensive line, receiving core that has a lot of playmakers and still continuing to get better, and a defense that was 9th or 10th in the league last year. So you look at some of the other options or places that I could have potentially went, this one caught my eye in those few areas.
Johnny, it's one thing. Pleased to see some of the additions this week with the receivers, Austin and Bennett.
Yeah, it's been great. I've been talking to Miles Austin just a little bit passing throughout the day. So obviously he seems excited to be here. And as a quarterback, anytime you can strengthen up a receiving core and make your team better. As a quarterback, when you get offensive lineman, you get running back, any other skill position that can help you out on the offensive side, you got to be happy about it.
What's the interaction that you had with Hoyer and what's that been
like? Yeah, we've been in the quarterback meeting rooms probably 3 or 4 times throughout the week, and it's been good. I mean, he obviously is really advanced in his knowledge of this because he's been here longer than I have, but every time he gets on the board, anytime he's talking or speaking, I'm taking what he's saying and trying to try and grasp that and use it moving forward, whether it's on the field or whatever it may be. So I know in passing, continue to talk, and like I said before, we're teammates, and there shouldn't be any friction there at all. It's just two teammates that there's competition at every position. Even if you're a solid starter or a Pro Bowler, obviously you have a little bit more of a cushion. But if you're not playing up to somebody behind you at a different position or whatever it may be, there's always competition there regardless.
Two more questions.
In your mind, why are you so popular for a guy that hasn't even thrown a pass in the National Football
League? I don't really know. Obviously, how college was for me and the success that we had and the style of play that I played with in college, our offense, the excitement we brought to college football the past couple of years, we won. That factors in a lot. And for me, obviously some of the things I did off the field were was a little reckless at times. Might have factored into it as well, making me popular with younger guys or guys in college or whatever it was. And at the same time, just more than anything, probably the style of play. It was like watching some of the people, I guess, that I tried to model my game after, and it happened on Saturdays when we went out there, and it was fun to watch A&M play. We had national televised games. We were always on TV. So that probably factors in. And then with social media and how all that is now, it's kind of easier nowadays to expand. I don't know if brand is the right word, but just expand who I was as an athlete.
Last bit of Texas writer Jim Bennett had said that he thought he would become bigger than the 12-man division the Junction Boys. Did you address that?
Yeah, I think the Junction Boys are and the 12th man are both staples in the foundation of Texas A&M. So for me, and this even plays on with something that came out a little bit earlier this week about the house that Johnny built at A&M. For me, there's so many other people that played into why we were good and why A&M is back on the map. It wasn't me. There's guys from Sean Porter to DeMontre Moore to Luke Jokel to Vaughn Miller to Ryan Swope to Uzoma Wachiku, and you can go Patrick Lewis. You can go down the list and coach someone. You have guys drafted first round for the past 4 to 5 years. And it's slowly but surely creeping up. And for me, I didn't do that on my own. I won the Heisman as a freshman, and that was a feat that had never been accomplished before, and it was incredible. But at the same time, I didn't do that on my own. I didn't win that by going out and playing 1-on-11. And I'm thankful for all those guys that helped me get to this point I'm at today, and I wouldn't be here without them. So just speaking on that, there's so many other people that have factored into why I'm so popular and why I'm so loved at Texas A&M. It's because I've had great teammates and two great coaching staffs that helped me get to where I am today.